Welcome to Ready,
Set,
Day! Hey, players! Hey, Ready, Set, Day players. Guys, we are so excited to come to you with our fifth podcast, really digging into our entree questions. And so with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and dig into how you play a new way to play the dating game with the Ready, Set, Date game.
Absolutely. So listen, we took a spin at like a really fancy dinner. So we take you through five courses: cocktail, appetizer, entree, dessert, and nightcap. And you have two different types of questions. So you have your multiple choice questions where you ask and you can pick A, B, C, or D and pick the one that is most indicative of you. Now, this is your game. So if you're A and C or A, B, C, and D, put your cards on the table and let them know exactly who you are. That's my Mufasa voice from The Lion King. Anyway, the second type of question is a discussion question where you ask the question and you paint a picture and you tell a story about an experience in your past. Now, sometimes we hear a little bit and we're like, I need to know more. So you always have the option to pull the tell me more card if you just need a little more context, a little more details. You just need a little bit more. And then that actually leads you to the scoring.
Yes. So we may want to find out as grown folks, how did this stack up? And, you know, kind of sometimes we are grown, right? So you can kind of tweak these directions and scoring any way you want to. But if you really, really, really love your date, you want to give them a heart. And if you're like, well, the responses to the questions, that is. So say that, you know, you have 20 questions and you've given them hearts on 15 of those questions. That date kind of went well.
It depends on what the ghosts were on.
Maybe. And so then, I didn't get to the ghost yet, though.
Okay.
So then you get to, like, you really didn't like a response to certain questions, and you want to ghost those responses. So then at the end, you can tally up those hearts and those ghosts, and you can see, like, okay, this is something that kind of went well. And then you can maybe even analyze the ghost, as Nadia has kind of pointed out. Like, what did you get ghosted on?
Listen, though, I was having a conversation with Nadia yesterday, and she was like, well, men will talk to you. Like, they even, I'm like, no, like, ghosting came from somewhere. Like, they will literally, like, stop happening. They will go,
yes.
No. She was like, it's never happened to me. And I was like, aren't you lucky? Okay. Ghosted out here, okay?
So I tell you guys, like, so when I say it depends on it, because you can tell if you're vibing or not. That's why the game is completely customizable. I think that sometimes what happens is that we try to force that second and third date, and that's when people start getting ghosted. Like, if you know that it's not going
well, don't look
for that callback. Like, I think we ghosting each other because I'm not going to call you after this next date and you're not going to call me.
Okay, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though?
But to your point, the game, like, puts it all out there.
Yes.
Like, you're not just going off, like, you know, hopefulness or, you know, you literally have the analytics in front of you to, like, make that decision.
Yeah.
So that's also a pretty cool part of the
game.
And
so you can kind of leave that date knowing. But also a good thing about Ready, Set, Date and our cards is you can stack the deck. If you are the player with the card game, you can stack the deck. You can stack those questions that are, like, on your mind and that you need answers to, so you can play the game and, you know, kind of really come out of that knowing, do I want to go on this next date with
this person? So what you're saying, if you know that you're going to get ghosted off a certain question, pull that damn question off the deck.
We ain't going there.
Okay. So again, the game is fully customizable. You can stack the deck however you want. You play the game however you want. If you only want to pay entree, only play entree. If you only want to pay appetizer, only pay appetizer. This is going to be completely, completely up to you. So, what I will say is that, listen, you make up your game, you play your rules, you do everything the way you want. These are just, like Shanice says, soft suggestions. Okay, players. So we asked you for feedback on our very next entree question. So this is when you get a little deeper and you dig a little bit more. And we really encourage you to use those tell me more cards if you don't quite understand what that person is saying. All right. So the question of the hour is, How did your last relationship end? And this is a multiple choice question. So, how did your last relationship end? A, we cool. B, clean break. C, what do you mean when you say ended? Or D, blocked? So, we told you don't have to use multiple choice, but some of you guys did. So, from Brandy, what she said is, well, what do you mean when you say ended? Brandy goes on to say that COVID has blurred the lines for me. COVID has blurred the lines for me. I've had some time to think about past relationships and decided to pick up and explore some that have ended. And now I'm working through multiple situationships. Okay, Brandy. All right. I don't know if this is a good thing.
Okay, yeah.
A bad thing, but it's your thing, right? I mean, you're trying to figure it out. You may want to start afresh and anew with COVID. I mean, you know, yeah. I don't know.
So, I had somebody write in from R, and they said that they actually had to tell their last relationship that they had filed harassment charges against them to get them to stop. So they broke up, and the other person just would not let it go. So they had to file charges. They had to threaten them. They told them that they filed charges. And this was after changing their phone number, but then getting found and then getting random pictures from the name.
Miss me now?
That they clearly recognized as some anatomical part of their body. Anyway. Right. Yeah.
Well, miss me now.
Yeah. And then one last person said, I left because they were dumb. So they just kind of had to block. I'm like, have you blocked somebody because they were dumb? That's wow.
Like, why are you stupid?
You're stupid.
Why are you
You're
stupid?
Dumb. So, you're stupid. Well, listen, Ebony84 writes in and says, he ended up harassing me at work. I went to HR to report it, and I actually ended up getting corrective action
because
I was a manager.
Don't play with my money, player. Do not play with my money, player.
Yeah.
That's
don't
crazy.
Play with me. Definitely don't play with my money, but I think it is an exercise and a lesson in don't.
Eating at work.
Where you eat.
Do I, not. When you eat. You are absolutely, absolutely true. So with that, I know, Ruba, we're talking about how did your last relationship end? Like, what was the reactions? But I'm sure for us, you have some tidbits. And so we're going to go ahead and mosey along to Research with Ruba.
Yes.
Go ahead,
I was actually looking into what our topic was today. And I was looking at why relationships fail. One of the number one reasons why relationships fail is because the two people start to withdraw during an argument. Mm-hmm. They're just like over it. Like, I'm not even going to participate in this argument, in the discussion, anything like that. And you know,
that makes sense because they say the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Yeah.
So it's when you really just start just not even like caring enough to even put
respond.
Energy into
no energy.
You didn't throw the towel in.
You're like,
so it's
I
just done.
Okay.
The number two reason, you're not on the same page. And, you know, that kind of can happen over time a lot. You know, people grow, people learn, people have different experiences. And if you're not experiencing them as the couple together, I guess you grow apart.
Yeah, when you're not a team, like, that happens as well. You know, like, teamwork is so important in a relationship. And if you're not on that same page, it's done.
Because teamwork makes
it. But also growing together, I think. Growing together is super, super, super important because you are going to change throughout a relationship.
Yeah.
And it really does matter if that person likes the person you become because you could be somebody totally different than when that started.
Right. And then, like, then the last one, well, I'll just say the last one was that you hold your partner to unrealistic standards.
Hmm.
And I guess that happens because, you know, I'm going to put myself up here on this pedestal. And so I need my dude to be up there on the pedestal with me. I guess,
pedestal?
You know.
The pedestal.
But you know what? Yeah. I think some of that is social media culture because we see couples on social media and they look happy and we hear about our friends' relationships.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're probably not telling you about the shitty part of their relationships. Like, you're seeing that one part.
Yep.
And you're like, well, you don't do that for me. We don't do those things. Like, how come? And you start comparing them to other people, you know?
Yeah. think that's dangerous.
There's also a flip side. So my perspective as well is that, you know, what are your standards? Because our standards could be different, right? You know, I grew up in a household. My parents are about to be married 57 years this weekend. And what I will say is that some of the standards I have, you know, people say, well, men don't do that anymore. I don't believe that because I've experienced it. So it's about, you know, what are your standards? Just in, they just may not be the same.
Shout out to Nadia's parents.
That is amazing.
Shout out to Black Love, y'all. So, you know, shout out to Black Love, yes, making it work.
Yeah, Black Love. So then I was looking at, like, what are the relationship statistics? Why do people break up? And just some kind of information around that. Statistics show that adults that break up are less likely to break up if they've been together for a long time. And so I guess maybe that just has to do with, like, people getting comfortable with each other and just maybe, you know, I really feel like they like, look, I have a friend. Don't have time to go through this with nobody else. So we just gonna be together.
No, I have a friend that will not break up with people because she does not want to have to vet another person to get into.
Yeah, that's work.
Yeah, it's work. It is. And then when you have invested time for real, it's like, might as well just stick it out.
Like, I know you're BS. So yeah. Why do somebody BS? I don't know. Yeah, not me. I'm done.
And then based on breakup statistics, same-sex unmarried couples had lower breakup rates than straight unmarried couples.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
We need to have somebody on to talk about this.
Yeah, I can't wait to dig into that one.
Yeah. And then, so 58% of Americans, 62% of women and 55% of men say that breakups are usually dramatic or messy or both. I think we all got some experience with that.
Well, we just read from our writer inners, our players that are writing in, that is
writer
inners. That is very true. We've already had 3 shots, guys. Okay, so
kind of to round this out, let's just say the last thing, breakups are, and this is a mess. Breakups are more frequent around certain holidays, according to breakup statistics by month.
I believe
that.
And
can we guess those months? December.
Definitely December.
And
definitely
February. Y'all just cheap as hell. That's what that is.
You cheap and you don't know who you want to bring to your mama house.
Yeah.
So
wait, that's cuffing season. Like, winter is cuffing season.
Yeah, but who are you cuffing?
Before summer.
But who's getting cuffed?
That's cuffing season.
Who's getting cuffed? You, one person's getting cuffed and the other person's getting cut. Cuffed and cut.
Well, listen. I think that's a perfect segue into our question of the day. So the question of the day is, how did your last relationship end? And I'll just jump in right now because my last relationship actually did end in January. And I can 100% tell you it's not because I did not want to buy a Valentine's Day gift. it was literally because we grew apart. So, like, thinking about, like, when I was listening to your statistics, Ruba, I was kind of seeing myself in it. You know, when you become apathetic, when you grow, this was in my 20s, you know, like, we traveled together. We had a lot of fun. And then at the end of it, we just were not seeing eye to eye. We were arguing more. We both saw the writing on the wall that it was over. And we actually broke up on the way back from a wedding. So what I will say is after that breakup, we had to live together for 2 months. So it was 2 months of kind of tiptoeing around each other and, like, meeting on the stairs and being like, hey, so living with your ex. So, you know, if I'm going back to the A, B, C, or D, I would definitely say we leaned more into, you know, we cool. Like, since then, he's, you know, sent me texts. We've said, like, happy holidays. We're not best friends, but I absolutely don't hate him.
Yeah.
He still has contact with some of my family because he was around for years. So, luckily, that was a clean break, but I will say we are far from BFFs. I'm not close friends with any of my exes, and I'm always interested in how that works in future relationships. But yeah, I mean, I had a relatively clean break with that.
So I'll probably say a couple, right? And so first of all, I think that's pretty normal, actually, Shanice, to live with someone after you know it's done. If you're living together, like, you have to find that separation point. Someone has to find somewhere else to live. But there are people that are like sharing houses if they have kids. Like, one person, like, you live in an apartment for like 2 days and then you switch up to three and four, you know, those kind of things. But I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So for me, I would say that I'm going to double down on this one. I'm going to say probably blocked. And we're cool. So I started off with a blocked, right? You guys know I'm super strong on, you know, like knowing and feeling a certain kind of way about a person. And what I will say is that I have zero tolerance for cheaters. And hey, that's why my last relationship ended. I'll just say it out there. And, you know, not being emotionally truthful or anything else. Like, I just can't handle that.
So I'll say that my last relationship kind of came off of, I guess you can call it rebound. We all know that I'm a widow. So it was kind of a couple years after my husband had passed away. And this person I had known for a little while, maybe a couple of years, actually. And so we dated and broke up. And so I'm in that category that Shanice is going to want to explore, where I actually got back with him after having broken up for about, 6 or 7 months, something like that. And so we started dating again. Everything was cool, and then it wasn't cool. And it just kind of turned into this, I need to see action and not hear words. Mm-hmm. And so if you're telling me something but I'm not seeing something, that frustrates me real quick. And so I get to a point where it's just, I'm done. I'm good. I'm straight. And if you get to a point where you playing games like, okay, well, I'm going to try to do this for your reaction, and then I'm going to see how that go, or da da da. You don't have to play these games with me. I'm an adult, you know, and I can't stroke somebody's ego. I
don't mind stroking ego sometimes.
No. If
listen, Nadia is the most Erica Badu friend I have.
She knows
men.
If you come,
I don't take her advice, but she definitely.
Guy, right? You know, if you have a man that is already in his head solidified, yeah, it's cool to continue to encourage that and build that. But like, if you just have somebody that's just super, they all over the place and they just looking for some affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have that. Well, I just can't really be an affirmative, you know, person for somebody that doesn't already have it within them. And so I'll just say that my last relationship ended with a clean break that I later found out that I was blocked.
What?
That'll be Tell Me More for next time.
That's why I was clean. Your ass was blocked.
So, I literally had no way in.
So it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
What I will say is this. I mean, as we begin to wrap this up, is that it's very important for us to really understand, why and how a relationship ended. If it was you, if it was that person, what did you learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
I would say on all of us, I would probably pull a little bit of the tell me more card, because I don't think we understand a lot about what we're saying here. But the biggest thing for me, And this is going to be my tell me more, is that I believe that when you're in a relationship, you should be adding to a person's life, right? Mm-hmm. You should not be stressing that person out on a continuous basis. There's always stress points and stressors.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not adding to your life, we don't need to be together. And if you're not adding to my life, then we don't need to be together.
Right.
So tell us more, right? So we love this question because we think you can really get into what's going right and what's going wrong in a person's dating persona, this situation.
But also though, Nadia, I think the most important thing you said is listen, it's never just the other person.
Yeah.
There's something to be learned from every experience in life. And I think especially with your relationships. And what I've had to learn is that I have to examine my own behavior and understand my own shit. So that I don't take that into the next relationship, or
you don't hold
the next person you're with.
In.
You don't hold the old person against that person,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you really have to walk away with an understanding of what the hell happened,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But you also know your triggers,
learn from it.
Right?
You
also know your triggers, and you also know what's acceptable and what's not, because if you are a person that's attracting certain types of behaviors and certain types of personalities, then you get to examine that as well. So because we are talking about this, I think it's very important to figure out what we've learned from those relationships and ask this next question, which is part of entree. That is, why are you single?
Yeah.
Why are you single, boo?
Why
are
you single,
player?
Why are you single?
A single could mean a lot of things. Single could mean, it can't. It just means, why are you single? So there we go. I was going to try to make it sweet, but it really don't mean a lot of things. It just means, why are you single? So we're going to explore that. So write in and let us know why you single. Don't forget, before you log off of our podcast, to hit subscribe Forwarded to as many people as you know. We are so excited because we are over 150 downloads. So thank you, players, very much for subscribing to the Ready, Set, Date podcast. We're going to ask you to continue to subscribe, but also to write in to readysetdategame@gmail.com. readysetdategame@gmail.com.
And also go on our website, readysetdategame.com, and put your name on our email subscription list there so that you can get all the fun facts, fun content, see what's coming up new for Ready, Set, Date. See when you can start ordering these cards. See when you can start getting merchandise. ReadySetDateGame.com.
Absolutely. And listen, guys, we enjoy connecting with you guys through this podcast. And we are also on every single social media outlet under the sun. So we'll just make it very easy. Just type in Ready, Set, Date, Game, and you can find us across platforms. We want to hear from you. I know Nadia mentioned the email, but you can also get to us there. We ask questions on social media. We want to hear from you. We definitely want to influx you into our podcast. And we post every single day. So look out for those posts. And like Nadia said, like, send it to 5 people you know. I'll say send it to 10 and 20 people you know. We are so excited to get these cards in your hand. We've had so much fun playing the game, and we are so ready to get you players in the game too. So continue to follow us on social media, and we will end there. So I'll end off by saying, hey, listen, #RSD, play your cards right, and always get in the game.
Get in the game. See you next time, guys. Bye, guys. Bye, players.
Bye.